Huh.
Welcome
to Marriage Out Loud.
First episode.
Oh, yeah. We're going to sing.
We flip the script on y'all. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying?
But love and marriage. Love and marriage. Go together like a horse and carriage. This, I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. I thought that was my big moment. I sounded like the Cowardly Lion off of Wizard of Oz.
You did not sound like Frank Sinatra.
No, I sounded like the Cowardly Lion.
Okay, well, that, you know, that was a little Married with Children intro because, well, we are married with children, I guess, technically.
Well, yeah, we got a dog and we got a son.
So that's two.
That's what's up. And two, I just want y'all to know, if anybody got a plug or connect with American Idol, please forward this to them because I'm telling you right now, they got to hear this.
We're a duo.
We are a duo. We are a double trouble. You know what I'm saying? We are going in live. We are a husband and wife tandem.
A team.
We are like a tag team.
A tag team like Road Warriors.
Like Booker and T. Booker T. Booker T and his brother.
No. I'm more like a Road Warrior kind of girl.
Well, no, you just got a lot of road rage.
That is true. A lot of rage in general. No, I didn't even have to be on the road.
But my thing is this, though. Like, we're going to win the Intercontinental Championship.
Bro. Oh, I love it. Oh, the Ultimate Warrior Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, that was my favorite. Ultimate Warrior was my favorite.
He died.
I know. Mm. I cried. Mm.
Well, welcome back, Mike.
Welcome back.
Well, we used to do a podcast. Oh, so if you guys are a little confused, Mike Shelton decided that he was tired of being a side piece.
I was tired. I said, listen, I'm tired of only getting paid peanuts when I'm the star.
The star
on Meet Heather and Friends. I was tired of being that cat.
Right.
And I demanded, listen, I went back to the drawing board and I told the powers that be, I told the suits that I need to renew my contract. I need to renegotiate. I got a lot of going on. Got a lot of big companies sponsoring
and with
me.
And with that renegotiation came a whole new rebranding, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Because he thought that the Meet Heather and Friends, he wasn't really a friend.
Yeah.
And he was on every week, and he would never leave. Like, when I wanted to bring other friends on, he said, no, this his seat.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy with the whole rebranding thing. I went from drinking Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke, to Skinny Girl Sparkler drinks. Now, I don't know if that's a little funny, but I'm drinking a drink called Skinny Girl Sparkler, and I'm a fat man. I don't know how that works, Skinny Girl Sparkler.
It's supposed to get you skinny.
I hope it works. But yeah, man, so we got something new and exciting. I'm actually really excited about the whole vision of this.
Yeah.
I will no longer be censored.
Oh my gosh, he was never censored.
Guys, if you only knew how censored I was.
Oh my gosh.
She always used to have duct tape and a pistol next to the microphone on all the other show recordings.
Okay, whatever.
And I'm just excited now. I get to speak from the heart.
But we're going to have, like, on the website when it's done after I figure out everything under the sun and Rachel helped me, it will have, you know, articles and blogs and videos.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
I
yeah.
plan on really, like, really Going getting hard. In.
I mean, we got webmasters now.
We got webmasters.
Y'all, we have came up. Listen, y'all, we got webmasters. We have Rachel Applinap. Y'all, we have got somebody on salary. You know what I'm saying? It ain't much. You know, it's just a shout out.
We got a graphic designer. Who's our graphic designer?
Somi Hires in Virginia.
Somi Hires Richardson. Thank you.
Yeah, so we got people from all over the country. Like, you guys have spoken, and we have heard your call. So listen, we got a graphic designer in Virginia, a computer designer in Charlotte. Listen, I mean, if you guys have talents and you want to participate and include them in this show, please give them to us. And I use the word give because I need you to give them
just
to me.
Just email us at info@marriageoutloud.com.
That's it.
There you go.
We got an email address.
We got an email address. You even got Mike@marriageoutloud.com.
Oh, my God.
So you can directly talk to just him.
Yeah, y'all better send me something now.
I know.
I don't want no pictures, ladies. I will forward them to my wife. I will. I'm just being honest. I'm going to forward them. You don't want this. Heather is a bulldog. Roof.
Oh, my gosh. So we've been MIA for a couple of weeks. There was a little vacation. There has been a little child that has been in the house. There's been a lot of stuff going on in our lives. And, you know, it kind of fell on the back burner, unfortunately. But shout out to the couple of people. Like, there are some friends out there.
There is?
Lindsay, she was having podcast withdrawal.
Oh, man.
Abby's asked about it.
Oh, man.
Somi always asked about it. And someone else asked about it. So, I mean, we got five listeners.
You got
so
five
three,
people.
So, three out of the five.
Yeah.
Like, actually said, what's up with it?
Yeah, we really got more than five listeners, honey.
Well, I mean, oh, Abby. Abby out in California.
Too. Oh, okay. We got two Abbies.
Yes. Double trouble.
Twins. And they both actually look the same.
No, they don't.
They look the same.
Absolutely not.
They do.
Mary looks like Abby.
Who?
In California.
Who is Mary?
My trainer. Looks just like
no,
her.
No, she don't.
They look exactly
you
alike.
You got to get permission for both of them to post a picture. Because I want the people to tell us if they look the same.
Oh, my God. Abby and Mary look exactly, and they're the same
listen,
height.
Listen, no. Mary is like 5 foot nothing, and Abby's like 6 foot ten.
No, you're talking about Abby here. I'm talking about Abby in California. See, you don't even know who I'm talking
about.
So
I think you think you're talking about Abby Wilson Melendez.
Oh, God, no.
Melendez
no.
Wilson.
No.
I'm about to say Abby. No, that's like.
No, it's my other friend Abby.
That's like putting Shaq next to Spud Webb.
Abby, the photographer in California.
Okay. But shout out.
Yeah, Abby Tenori.
Hey, what's up? Okay, keep going.
Photography. She's amazing.
That's what's up.
So here's the thing. A lot going on. Why don't you tell the people? Well, I think last podcast we talked, you had made a big mistake. We were trying
to
get over that.
What'd I make? What kind of mistake?
Financially.
It's out of sight, out of mind.
Miscalculations.
Out of sight, out of mind.
And from that miscalculation, we had a couple hiccups there. And I mean, we really, honestly, like, we're doing the podcast right now, but we always want to be really transparent with you guys. Like, when we aren't getting along, sometimes this falls to the wayside when we should actually hop on the mic.
True, because I think people got a misconception of marriage.
Yes!
Because I'm speaking to the married people now. This thing is called Married Out Loud, Marriage Out Loud.
But it's talking about our marriage out loud, but single people can listen to.
No, they can.
Yeah.
But I'm speaking. I'm speaking to the single people, and most definitely the married people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell y'all something. Growing up, I thought marriage was going to be the big house. the white picket fence, the little bitty old Lassie dog, and we was all gonna live happy ever after with the little swing on the porch.
Oh my goodness!
And I'm gonna tell y'all, that's not how it is. That is not how it is. Like it is, marriage is work. I'm telling you, it's a job that you can't clock off.
We both have said in the last couple weeks that we are not the people that we married.
No, we're not.
Like you have said. I mean, you've said it more.
You have turned into the Walking Dead.
No. You said it to me in a moment of anger, though. It wasn't like a sweet thing that you said. Like,
well, honey, how can that be a sweet thing?
You were really, really trying to.
Okay, so let's try.
Trying to hurt me with your words.
Okay, so watch this. Let's try this.
Okay,
I'm gonna say this in a nice way. So you said that I said you are no longer the lady that I fell in love with and wanted to marry.
Well, you added words.
So what did I say? I'm asking what did I say.
You added words.
Okay, so when you say something like that, how do you say that in a nice way?
You could, well, if I wanted to.
So I'm going to reenact it.
Okay, go ahead.
Heather.
Yeah.
You ain't the girl or the woman.
That's not how you said it.
You ain't the woman that I once married.
There was other words that accompanied that statement that weren't very, I mean. We have not been that nice to each other.
True. But what I'm saying is, but when you trying to, okay, married people, listen. When you get into fights, right, you don't get into a fight to be nice, okay? You go into the fight to be Muhammad Ali. You come out swinging. You're trying to hit him with the first blow.
But I wonder if that's true for everybody because we have figured out about each other that we go into a fight to annihilate the other person.
Yeah, because we both got to have the last word.
We go in, but we're like low blow city. You know that.
Oh yeah. No,
like
I'm not,
it's not fair, it's not fun, nothing about our arguments. When sometimes things could be lighter, but we go in to really get it in.
And it's sad because you would think that a married couple that's been married almost 9 years, like I said,
right,
known each other for 10, would not do things like that.
I know.
You know?
We did this and it brought up a good, we were fighting and I was watching and see, God speaks to me in movies a lot.
Yeah.
And,
can I ask you something before you say that?
Before, I was about to tell a story.
Okay. But hold on before you get the story.
This is a normal time where I guess I would be censoring him and being like, let me talk, but.
Yeah. But no, I'm saying, but why do we do that?
Well.
I'm saying if you are the person that I most definitely believe and will continue to serve and put you first and be my wife, shouldn't you be the last person that
Should
I want to offend? And vice versa.
Should be.
So why do we pick and try to go for the throat, like with our words, with our actions. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, why do we do that?
I have a theory.
Okay, get to me.
Well, no. Honestly, I think that the people, because you did say something in the heat of the battle last week or the other week, where you were like, you treat your friends better than me. Yeah. You would never talk to your friends this way. But then I said, my friends would never hurt me the way you do.
Right.
And the thing about it is that our friends can only come, but like, you are the innermost in my circle of people. Like, we are the closest to each other. There's nobody closer to me on earth than you, because we're married. I have sex with you. Like, I'm intimate with you. Yeah. Like, we are supposed to be one, right?
And I love all that.
So you are like the closest to me, and it's usually the people that are closest to me. Like, we can't really hide from each other.
Right.
We get to see everything so raw, whereas we can with our friends, they only get but so much. Like, right. you're not living with them 24/7 where they can give you everything. You, right. you always present the best. It's like, what it like the highlight reel.
So really you be fronting.
Everyone fronts.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, I have relationships in my life, friendships where I
don't. Is that a woman thing, though? I think dudes keep it real.
No. I'm not saying front. I'm saying that my friends get what they get from me because mm-hmm. they give me so much. Like, it's a, like, it, you know, reciprocity. Like, we both, or all of us, put in the same amount of work.
That was a big word.
Sometimes with you, listen to Lauren.
Reciprocity.
Listen to Lauren Hill. Sometimes with you, I feel like I might put in more and I don't get anything back. And so it hurts right. me.
Well, I think because you ain't listening.
Oh my God.
I give stuff. Girl, I drop gems.
Okay.
I drop mics. Mm. I give it to you.
Yeah.
I just think because my words aren't longer than three letters that you don't accept them. You don't inhale and eat them. Like you just don't.
I don't inhale and eat them.
You don't inhale and eat them.
Okay.
Oh, you heard me. I didn't stutter. That wasn't a mess up. That ain't gonna be no redo.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? No.
I do think that over the years, because you guys, like, if you've listened to the other podcast, you can go to the archives page and catch up and start from the beginning. But most of the people that listen can tell that we have like a banter. You know, we kind of have like a fun relationship, but people who know us really well know that we can go in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we go in hard.
Oh, yeah, we go in now.
And so there's this really, we are really passionate people and volatile people. And like, when it's good, mm-hmm. it's good. But when it's bad,
it's just no in between.
There's no in between.
I wish it was sometimes. I just wish it was like an in between world I could just go rest in. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too good. I want to go over here and rest. It's too good. It's scaring me. Oh, it's too dang bad. I need to go over here. I'm scared.
No, I think we're in the in-between today.
No, we are. We have been the last couple of days.
I think we've been in the in-between. I think, well, if you had let me finish my story.
Go ahead. No, go into it. I'm sorry.
That, you know, that hadn't, that inspired me and inspired this topic on the podcast that we haven't even got to yet.
Go ahead and hit it.
God speaks to me a lot through movies. I feel like I get a lot of interpretation, even from silly things. And, I was watching The Vow, with Channing Tatum.
Stop lusting.
Magic Mike XXL, you know who I'm talking about. The Stop dude, I'm lusting. Not, I'm not lusting. I'm just letting everybody, like,
why your
like,
forehead, like, why your forehead moist?
I'm letting it settle in out there.
Why your forehead
just
moist?
Settling in, just Magic Mike.
Okay.
Channing Tatum. Okay,
I am Magic Mike.
Okay, so Channing Tatum, The Vow, whatever, the movie, I'm not going to go into the back, but the chick lost her memory, right? And he's trying to win her back and remind her, you know, about their relationship.
Right.
And she gets frustrated, obviously, because she used to be an artist. She's not an artist anymore. And he's trying to say, hey, just, you know, start sculpting. And, you know, you used to listen to music so loud. It's amazing. You know, you can do it. You can do it. Come on, just give it a try. And then she just, like, goes off on him. And then he screams and he's like, I'm trying. And then like he yells at her for a second.
I feel his pain.
No. But then he says something that what provoked me to have a different thought about you. He was like, we don't speak to each other like this. And like he looked at her and kind of like the scene ended. And I was like, that's really powerful that they had set a standard in their relationship where they don't speak to each other like that.
Right.
And so it got me to thinking about the vows that we took and whether or not there was ever a standard. And then I went back and I read the vows that we said, and I realized that I had no clue what I was saying back in 2006, really,
right,
honestly, genuinely, and that maybe, even though we made those vows, that maybe we should have a new standard for our relationship. Like, because we don't have a starting point or any kind of, I can't find the word, but something to reel us in.
Right.
You know, like there's no, whoa, you crossed the line. Yeah. Like we can cross so many, we've hurt each other so bad and said so many things. And those are wounds that we have had for years. So it's like, neither one of us has that moment where it's like, hold up.
Yeah.
Somebody cool off. We don't have a safe word. We don't have anything. Right. We just go for it. So I thought maybe we should come up with a standard for our relationship.
Yeah, I agree. I like that.
Right?
I love it.
Because, I mean, in vow, and really, I'm going to look up vows, but like when we say traditional, you know, wedding vows or whatever.
I don't even remember what I said.
Are you serious?
I'm being dead serious. All I know is I, Mike Shelton, take hello, Heather, uh-huh, to be my wife.
That's what
through
you
thick and thin, through sickness and in health, through being broke or through being rich. I do. Mwah. And that was it. And then I just, girl, because listen, when we got on that plane, I mean, we got on the plane, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
Vegas was popping. I didn't know what the heck I was saying.
Vegas was popping.
All I know is I was ready to go gamble.
About this. That's what I need to say. That's what I need to look
at. I was ready to go gamble and and lose my virginity. I ain't going to lie. It was going to be a hell of a night for me. You know, but yeah, I mean, I think that's a great idea just to really, and I would recommend this to all the married people out there, man. Like, whatever your situation is, your background is, whatever your marriage vows are, like, go back and look at it, right? Like, because, you know, I think a lot of times we just live in the moment and what's happening in the present. And if you go back and, like, read your vows, I'm sitting here reading these vows right now, that you really realize and you remember the feeling you felt when you were standing in the altar and you was taking that man or that woman as your spouse, and you know, and you said that from your heart before, you know, the pastor, the priest, or, you know what I'm saying, the congregation and God, most importantly.
The Buddhists. Or whatever. No, Buddhists actually have a different vow.
Okay.
All different religions have different vows.
No, I know.
We did it under the Protestant, but check this out. I found the vows.
Okay.
And basically, I said to you, we both said to each other, I take you, Mike, to be my wedded husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part, according to God's holy ordinance, and thereto I pledge thee my faith, pledge my love to you, or whatever.
Yeah.
When, like, first
of
all,
let me read it back to you now. You just read it to me.
No, I was just
saying. I know, but you just read it to me. That was a moment.
No, it wasn't.
I got teary-eyed.
No.
Let me read it.
Wait a moment.
Let me read it. I want to read it back. You better let me read it. I'm going to mess this thing up.
I don't want that rule.
I want to read it. Give me the phone. Give it to me. Get to me right now. Okay, here we go. I'm looking at Heather's phone. I, Mike Shelton, take thee, Heather.
I'm Mike Shelton. Why do you always have to talk about yourself in third person?
Oh, baby, I'm the amazing Caucasian. Jim, so listen, yeah, no. I, Mike Shelton, take thee, Heather, to be my wedded husband.
I'm Michael, first of all.
Listen!
Michael
Shelton, take thee, Heather Hires, to be my wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer, or for poor.
For richer.
In sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part, according to God's holy ordinance, and thereto I pledge thee my faith, or I pledge myself to you. This is a typical wedding vows. I guess I was supposed to stop.
Yeah, you were supposed to stop then.
Oh, okay.
You were supposed to stop then.
Amen.
So, listen, when we read those things, like...
Baby, I feel like my heart just jumped for joy.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I had no reaction to that.
I did.
I had zero reaction.
Well, honey, we need to uproot that.
I'm serious.
You need to have a heart moment.
I really think...
You need to have a heart transplant.
No. You were crying when you were reading
Not just now.
No, but when you were reading
when
vows.
I was in Vegas.
I think that... No. Honestly, I'm thinking back to that day. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I was really taking it in, though. Like, I don't think that I really, because if I did, I'd be a better wife. I'm just saying, like, I would. Like, if I really meant what I said here.
Like, so what in those vows really sticks out to you? Like,
Well, first to have and to hold, because I know that... Because
you don't never hold me.
I don't hold.
I wish you would hold me.
No, no, no. I don't hold, and I don't like, in troubled times, like, I kind of run. Like, I don't want anything to do with... you. Like, if it's hard going on, I'm usually not the one to be kind of, like, soft in those moments.
Because the thing about you not holding me, I can prove it. We got a hump in the middle of our bed.
We do have
a hump. It's like a separation line. It's like the Mason-Dixon line. We just know not to cross that.
My dumb tail got a nice mattress years and years and years ago and didn't turn it.
No.
And therefore it created a hump. So that's where Isaac sleeps.
Yeah. And so that it makes it difficult for me to be...
You got to kind of go over the mountain.
I feel like I got to go over the Appalachian to get to you when I'm trying to find you in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. Girl, see, I go through hell and high water through the mountains.
Okay.
To find you, just for you to be like, no. Okay, get back to the bathroom.
I don't know. No, no, no. But I mean that. I mean, too, that's like symbolic to hold. Like, I'm not a real good encourager in difficult moments. I'm not going to lie. I get scared.
You're not, but...
I get scared.
You do.
You tell me. You tell me out of these vows.
Oh, okay.
What haven't you upheld? Up in him.
I didn't say I have. I believe I've upheld all of them.
Oh my God. Of course you do.
Let me look at them real quick. I might shouldn't take the heather to be mine.
Why you got to read again?
I gotta figure. I don't know these things verbatim.
Oh my God.
Let me see. That was a big word for me, verbatim.
I already know the one for me that you...
Let me see.
You
for better or for worse?
No.
Of in sickness and in health?
Nope, that's not it.
To love and to cherish?
There you go.
To love and to cherish.
You don't cherish me.
I love you.
Yeah, but cherish.
So what does cherish mean? It's the same thing.
When you cherish something, like, it's like the most precious thing to you. Nothing can hurt it.
Yeah.
Nothing can take it away from you. Like, it is your most, like, your most prized possession. Like, when you cherish something, you care for it lovingly. You care for it carefully.
Right.
You really... Like, it's like, whoa, this is my favorite thing.
Right. I think ever. I have moments where I do cherish you.
No, I have never felt that.
Honey, at least one time.
Honey, I'm not, we always gonna be real here. We always gonna tell the truth about what we're feeling. I'm just saying that I know that you love me, but to cherish me, like, you cherish that phone that you're on right now, you cherish a lot of things in your life, like, that are super important, that I've always felt were more important than me.
Right. And I think, and I agree, I will say that I do have things in my life that I need to chill out on. But I think that's everybody. I think you have things in your life.
Whoa, miss. And there you go. There you go.
What
my
happened?
Number one
what
pet.
Happened?
I could curse. I could rip this
Don't
microphone
do it.
And go against. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
What?
You just really literally pissed me off.
What happened?
That's what you do. Every time, like, I think you always want to be perfect. Like, I think you always think that you can't. You make an excuse about every single thing in your life. You never, and I say never, and I know that's a strong word, but you always find some way to make an excuse about something. And you even said that to me, because I said, you make excuses for everything. You said, I do. Like, I don't think that you do it on purpose. I actually think that it's just your defense mechanism. Like, immediately when you get accused of anything, you put it on something else, someone else, some kind of circumstance. You never say, yeah, like, you know, I don't cherish you and I don't. You go, no, 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 everybody's like that. It has nothing. I'm not married to every single person. I'm married to you. You're the one that took the vow. You know what I mean? Like, no, I'm just saying, like, that's one of those things, like, we're not going to go over now. Maybe next podcast we'll actually, like, come up with vows or something. But that just pissed me off to the nuclear. Heather, but I kept it low, though.
It was so beautiful about you, honey. You know what I like about it? You are like Drake of this thing.
I just kept it real.
You go 0 to 100, homie, real quick.
I just kept it real. No, because I hate that. That's one of those pet peeves of mine with you that I don't think I ever really vocalized until recently.
I apologize.
But don't apologize in the sense of just apologizing.
I see it.
Like,
I do, because I want to be perfect, but I got to realize I'm not going
to
be perfect.
No, and if you did something, own up to it. Or if you didn't do something, own up to it. Don't give me 5,000 reasons as to
why. Am I the only one that does that, folks? Ladies, does your husbands do that too?
Make excuses every single time for every single thing. And I'm not being strong with the word every. I'm telling you. Ask Mike Shelton's friends out there. Please. Please chime in. If you've known this man for a long time, think back in your mind, has Mike ever taken responsibility or has he always passed the buck on to something else or someone else? Really, honestly.
I ain't gonna say every time.
Honey, with me every single time, if I say Mike, da-da, you'd be like, well, da-da-da. It's never like, oh. It's always an excuse.
Cool. So, moving on.
Why are you deflated? We've already talked about that. You look down and you went... you're upset that I said that.
I just see that we only got like 3 minutes left. I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to transition into the next subject, honey.
Well, that's it. I guess that's the end of the podcast. We probably should have had these vows or something come up. Like, we didn't even have a new place for it.
Well, I know, but I'll talk about my vows because I got a vow.
You got a vow?
I do.
That you thought about, like...
I do.
A vow / rule for us, like a place of, starting point.
Yeah, I do think we need to have the little code words.
A little code word.
Little code word.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
For when we get too crunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I really do. I think that'd be good. But it's got to be like a sexy word. It's got to be sexy. I don't want one of these weak words.
Okay.
I want something like stripper name. I want something like...
You're so spiritual.
I am.
You just said a stripper name.
Yeah, I'm saying like...
A stripper name?
Yeah, like Mercedes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like something that's gonna like make me remember.
Okay, so a stripper's gonna make you remember.
Oh yeah. I was 18 years old.
You have left the building.
I went to the strip club and I remember that night. Vividly. My Uncle Alan took me out there. He had no teeth.
Her name was Mercedes.
I'll never forget it. And I believe that was her real name. And she told me and I believed her.
I don't think that I wanna put a stripper joke.
Me joke. Is that the dog snoring?
Honey,
good God.
If you want to put strippers in our, then we can have Mercedes. Sure.
No.
C-class, what?
No, for real. But like, what's like a cool name? I just don't want something weak like, I don't know, Honda. You know what I'm saying? I want something like...
What would be a safe name? A safe word.
A safe word.
That if one person is crunk...
Okay, I got it.
Then we just say that word.
Beanie Weenies.
Okay, what's first of all cool and sexy about Beanie Weenies?
No, we're off of that. We're off cool and sexy now.
Oh, because you're still talking about Mercedes Benz and stuff. That wasn't what we're going to do.
Sexy to you, Mercedes Benz?
I want a Mercedes, sure. That is, but no. I don't know.
So what are you thinking? What's the word?
I don't know what a word is. I haven't even thought about it. How about
we let the people tell us what word we should get? let the people tell us what word we should.
We need a safe word. So if we're like really in the heat of
it can't be girly and it can't be too masculine.
If there is something that we say and immediately the other person recognizes and respects. And
yeah, because I can't
away.
Be it can't be peaches. I can't be in the middle of Walmart talking about peaches. Peaches.
It has to be something that we can say in public as a safe word.
I remember Kevin Hart like pineapples.
We need something to slow us down when we go in.
Yeah. So y'all, we need y'all to send us that. We need y'all to let us know what the business is.
On the Facebook page, if you notice, I've changed the name from Me, Heather, and Friends Podcast to Marriage Out Loud Podcast.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And we have a Marriage Out Loud Twitter handle.
Uh-oh.
And Instagram.
Oh, snap.
So, I mean, there's places to find us now.
Listen,
tweet us.
Honestly, I like the new direction of the show.
Do you?
I do, because I'm official now. I'm no longer a side piece.
Well, that was your trial period, just to see if you could actually hang and do it.
Honey, come on. We all know.
I mean, I'm just saying.
When you was in Virginia, that show did not get no ratings.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody gave me good feedback, honey, Melvin and Somi were on the podcast.
They didn't want y'all to hurt yourselves.
Oh, my gosh.
They didn't want to have you. They didn't want y'all to be on no suicide watch. They know what was up. They knew the star. They know what's up. The people know. The people don't lie. I am the people's champ.
Okay.
I am.
So, we need a safe word. Next time, we'll talk about the actual vows.
We're going to get into the vows.
Yeah, we're going to get into
vows. And I'm going to let you know one thing right now. And I'm going to give y'all a hint. And this is for my fellas. Fellas, the first thing in my vows is respect. I'm going to get to... I can't say it no more. I'm going to choke. I'm on Fred's show. Y'all listen. Listen, I'm going to respect my wife more. I think I'm going to start there with respect. Fellas, I want y'all this week. I want y'all this week for real, fellas. I want y'all to think about ways that you can show more respect to your wives. I really do. I want you to do one thing, just one thing this week to show your wife how much you respect her. And go for an area where she's told you and verbalized to you where you don't respect her.
Area?
Say what? Honey, it's so many, I can't even count.
Okay, you're just going to find one.
I'm just going to pick one.
Okay.
Listen, I'm going to stick my hand in the jar and pull one out because there's a lot of them.
Well, that'll be a fun podcast. Please give us a safe word and follow us on Twitter at Marriage Out Loud.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram at Marriage Out Loud.
Oh, yeah.
Share the podcast.
Share that thing.
So for all you 6 listeners, we thank you for riding with us.
600.
600,000.
600,000.
6 million. We just going to speak it.
We going to speak it.
60 million. Hello, 60 million.
Universe, you hear me? Right now.
60 million.
Jill, baby.
We'll see you next time.
Holla.
You still have to get the last word on
Peaches.
This one, huh?
Peaches.
Pineapple.
Peaches.